When I finished school, I went to train as a primary teacher. And after that, I got my first job in a town about a half an hour's drive from my home. For the first time, I was being paid a salary, and I was also going with a beautiful young girl, and life was good. At this time, I would spend a lot of my free time in the evenings after school working with the Legion of Mary in trying to spread the Catholic faith. And I found, after a number of months, while I was enjoying the teaching and the challenge involved in that, I felt that my heart was really in the work that I was doing after school. It was as if the teaching was putting bread on the table, but my heart was in what I was doing with the Legion of Mary. And at this time, I felt that God was calling me to devote myself to Him as a priest. The only problem was I didn't have the courage or the strength to say yes. I remember at this time waking up one night and thinking about the call. And it was as if God's call had ripened. And there was a struggle. And I just wasn't able to say yes to God. But then the words from Scripture came into my mind: ask and you will receive. And I said, oh God, if you are calling me to be a priest, give me the strength to say yes. I went back to sleep, and the following day I got the grace to say yes to God. What helped me to say yes to God's call was that I believed that the God who was calling me was a God of love, and that He wanted what was best for me, and that He could see down the road while I didn't even know what was going to happen that evening. I also believed that I wasn't part of His plan, His loving plan, for my girlfriend, and that He wanted her happiness too, and that my going on for the priesthood was part of a loving plan for both of us. And so I offered myself as a candidate for the priesthood for my home diocese, and I was accepted and sent to the seminary in Maynooth, County Kildare, Ireland, where I spent 7 happy, very happy years. Before going to the seminary, I came across the writings of St. Louis-Marie Grignion de Montfort. I had been deeply impressed by some lay people who were living a very Christian life. And I asked a priest friend, what was their secret? And he told me that the one thing they had in common was that they were all trying to practice the true devotion to Mary as taught by St. Louis-Marie Grignion de Montfort. And when I heard that, I felt that I must find out more about this devotion. And so, in my first year in the seminary, I began to read the Montfort's True Devotion. And on the 8th of December, 1973, in the junior chapel in the seminary, I undertook the Montfort's True Devotion. Not with a very deep understanding of it, but in my heart, I wanted to give myself entirely to Our Lady in order to belong entirely to Jesus. The true devotion to Mary is summed up in 2 short phrases. Living a life of dependence on Our Lady and on her help. And secondly, trying to live a life of union with her and her spirit. And I saw that in undertaking the act of consecration to Jesus through Mary, that I was, as it were, putting my hand in Our Lady's hand and asking her to lead me closer to her Son. And by putting my hand in Our Lady's hand, my spiritual mother's hand, she would bring me on an adventure that should never be missed.